We're learning Yeshaya, Perek Yud Dalet. We had a nevuah about Bovel. Bovel would be destroyed, the enemy armies would come, and then afterwards there would be an upheaval, the country would be desolate, and it would become a wild habitat. In Perek Yud Dalet, first I just want to quickly learn three or four of the psukim, and then we'll come back to it to see what the Perek talks about. Ki Yirachim Hashem es Yaakov, when Hashem has mercy, has pity on Yaakov, ubocharod b'Yisrael, and He chooses Klal Yisrael, v'inichom al admosam, and He'll place them, or He'll give them rest on their land, v'nilva hager aleihem, the ger, the proselyte, will join them, v'nisbachu al beis Yaakov, and He'll be attached to beis Yaakov. Ulakochum amim, the nations will take Klal Yisrael, ve'vim el makomam, and they'll bring us back to our place. They'll bring the Jewish people back to their place. Ve'isnachalum beis Yisrael. And then Klal Yisrael will take them, will possess them like a nachla, like an inheritance that's passed on from generation to generation. Al admas Hashem, on the land of Hashem. They're going to take the goyim as a nachla, lavodim v'lishvachos, for slaves and maidservants. V'hoyu shovim l'shoveihem. And now the Jewish people will be captors over those that were their captors. V'rodu b'nogseihem. And Klal Yisrael will now rule over those who oppressed them in the past. V'hoyu b'yom haniach Hashem l'cha. And it'll be on the day that Hashem grants you relief mi'otzpecha, from whatever depresses you, umi'rogzecha, what angers you, umin avod akosha sherubad boch, and from the hard labor, the hard toil that you've been worked. On that day, v'nososa ha'moshal hazeh, you'll raise up this parable al melech bovel, about the king of Bovel, v'amartan, you'll say, eich shavas noges, how is it that the oppressor has stopped Shavso Madheva, the haughty, arrogant nation has ended. Let's go back to Pasuk Aleph. Ki Yirachim Hashem es Yaakov, when Hashem has rachmonis on Klal Yisrael, ubocharod b'Yisrael, and Hashem chooses Klal Yisrael, the Geula can come in one of two ways. Either at a certain point Hashem has rachmonis, He has mercy. Whether we deserve it or not, Klal Yisrael suffered a lot. It's been a long gullus. And Hashem will have mercy. Ki Yirachim Hashem es Yaakov. And we know Yaakov had two names. Yaakov, and after fighting with the angel, with the Malach, he was called Yisrael. Yisrael is the Jewish people on their highest level. And Yaakov is when they're downtrodden, when they're in Golus, when they're in their lower stature in life. Ki Yirachim Hashem es Yaakov. It could be we'll be like Yaakov. We'll be on the low level. But Hashem will have Rachmanus. There's another way it could be. It could be Ubochar Obi Yisrael. Hashem will choose Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is on a Madrega, that they're like Yisrael, then Hashem will be bocher, He'll choose us, like He chose us initially. And to choose means there's a choice, there's the options, He doesn't have to do it for us. And looking at the whole world, He chooses us because we are the choicest and the best. Ubocharod b'Yisrael. V'hini chom al admosom, either it comes from the word hanocha, to He'll place Klal Yisrael on their land, or v'hinicham could be menucha, they'll have a rest. Klal Yisrael will have a respite. V'hinicham al admosam. It could mean, it's usually taken to mean their land, meaning Eretz Yisrael. The difficulty is that in the next pasuk it mentions the nations will bring us to Eretz Yisrael. Possibly some Mefarshim say v'hinicham al admosam means in Golus they might have a little bit of a respite. And afterwards will be the final Geula and the nations will bring us to Eretz Yisrael. But v'hini chom al ad mosam, there'll be a point where either we're placed in Eretz Yisrael or we're given a slight respite, either in Eretz Yisrael or in whichever land they're in. There'll be a point of menucha. V'nilva hager aleihem. And then the ger, there'll be gerim, there'll be proselytes, people converting, joining us. V'nispachu al beis Yaakov, and they'll be attached to beis Yaakov. The question is, what is this nevuah referring to? As we've had this so many other times in Yeshaya. Yeshaya said this nevuah before Bavel was even an empire. He said it in the days, he's prophesied in the days of Uzziah, Yosam, Achaz, Chizkiyahu, the last king that he prophesied during his reign was Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was confronted with Sancheiriv and a vast Assyrian army that was wiped out miraculously when they surrounded Yerushalayim. That was the army of Assyria. Bavel wasn't even on the horizon. And Bavel had yet to rise, and then they were going to have this downfall. And here we have a nevuah of Yeshaya. It would seem to be Hashem will have Rachmanis after Bavel's destroyed. Pasuk Perek Yud Gimel talked about Bavel being destroyed. And right afterwards, in Pasuk Dalet, it says when you're saved, you'll lift up this mashal, you'll say this parable about the king of Bavel. It seems to be talking about the redemption from Bavel. And Abarbanel learns that way. The problem the Mefarshim have is that, as the Radak says, the Pasuk, the Radak says, Oz ba'losa mi Bovel. When they went up from Bovel, it's in the middle of the Radak, lo re'inu ze b'kosuv. We don't see in the Pasuk that Gerim joined Klal Yisrael. That when the Jews came up from Bovel, the nations came and there was a mass conversion. Everybody wanted to be part of Klal Yisrael. V'lo lokchum amim. It wasn't like the nations took us and brought us to Eretz Yisrael. The Radak says, if anything, the Jewish people had tremendous enemies. They went up to build the Beis HaMikdash, and there were enemies when they built Yerushalayim. Talks about it in Sefer Ezra, Nehemiah, and it says over there, when they built the walls around Yerushalayim, half of the men were holding weapons to fight off the enemy. They were like, with one hand laying bricks, and with the other hand holding spears. It was, there were constant problems with the nations, and they built the wall, and they did some of the building at night. It was, there was a fear from the Goyim. Officially, they had permission from the king of Persia. But there were letters back and forth. The locals didn't want to allow us to build the city, and they sent letters of hate. Haman's sons were involved. They sent letters to cancel the building. Coming back to Eretz Yisrael was not, certainly there weren't Gerim and there weren't the nations bringing us there. On the other hand, it does seem to be in the middle of this nevuah about Bavel. The Abarbanel says, Ki Rachim Hashem es Yaakov, and Hashem will have Rachmanis on Yaakov, and he'll choose Yisrael, and we'll have a V'hinicham al Admosim, we'll have this menucha, this little bit of a rest in Eretz Yisrael. It'll be the second Beis HaMikdash. It won't be the complete Geula. There'll be a menucha on their land. There'll be a little bit of a break from the Golus. We will come back to Eretz Yisrael. V'nilva hager aleihem. And the Gerim would join them. It didn't happen immediately. But later on, and halfway through the Bayesheni, when the Chashmonoim fought against the Yevonim, the Greek Empire, and with the Nisim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were victorious. At that point, during the times of the Chashmonoim and the kings afterwards, there were Gerim who joined Klal Yisrael. For this, you have to know your history. But the Abarbanel mentions there was a king, Hyrcanus, the king of Yehuda, and especially in his days, there were people who were converted to Yiddishkeit. And at that point, there were Gerim. Could be we were brought to Eretz Yisrael by the Persian Empire. It was with their encouragement. They told all the people to donate gold and silver to help the building. So it's as if they helped bring us to Eretz Yisrael. There was a royal proclamation.
Everyone can go up and build. And after Daryovish, who was from Modai, and his son-in-law Koresh took over, he was the Persian. After the next kings, after Bavel, it's very likely that there were Babylonians who were sent as slaves around the world. They were sold in different places. And could be there were Jews in Eretz Yisrael who would have ended up buying as slaves those people from Bavel. The Jews survived through Golus Bavel, and now they're going through, it'll be event Golus Yavon shortly. But at this point, it's possible they were in Eretz Yisrael, and there were Babylonians who were sold as slaves. And now Klal Yisrael would be the captors over those that had held them in captivity. Now Klal Yisrael would rule over those that had oppressed them, because the Babylonians were sold as slaves. That's the way that Abarbanel understands these psukim. The Radak and others, Rashi learns, Ki rachim Hashem et Yaakov. When Hashem will have rachmonis on Yaakov, there'll be pity, there'll be mercy. And it's not going to be the complete geula. It's not going to be the final redemption, but there'll be a little bit of rachmonis, and we'll be able to come back and build the second Beis HaMikdash. Uvochar Ovi Yisrael. But there'll be a point after that, at the final geula, where Hashem will choose Klal Yisrael, and the suffering we went through in the Golos. And you know, we look at it, and the truth is, you know, you have to look at the half-full cup, and you have to be aware of the milus, what we have, and what we don't have, and keep everything in perspective. And the truth is, looking back at the previous generations, the Gedolim and the Tzaddikim and Klal Yisrael, we're on a much, much, much lower level. There's no comparison with their greatness. And it's very difficult for us to comprehend. The only way we can comprehend is if you speak to the Tzaddikim and the Gedolim who are alive nowadays. And they'll tell you the people they remember when they were young. They remember their previous generation. And everyone speaks in awe. It's like if you go to your general practitioner, and he recommends a specialist. And upon a visit to the specialist says, well, in this field, you should speak to Dr. So-and-so. If everyone recommends the higher authority, you can get an appreciation of who really is the expert. So it's hard for us to judge who's greater than who and who's, but the level is, but those who have an appreciation will tell you even those who lived just a short time before us were much, much greater. That's one way to look at it. And another way to look at it, which is also true, is Arizal once said to Rav Chaim Vital, who is this Talmud, he said, you should know you have a very halak neshama. You have a very special neshama. Because the fact that in this world, with klipas, he discusses it in Kabbalistic terms, but the impurity that exists in the world nowadays, and that you, Rav Chaim Vital, are able to accomplish the level that you do, must be you have a special neshama. Must be you have a special neshama. And when Rav Pam, I heard that from my Rebbe, Rav Pam, he quoted, he said, you know, that was, they were talking in the quaint village of Fat, you know, out there in the hills, where they had their small community of the greatest tzaddikim and the kedusha, whatever, and they weren't confronted and battered with the tumah and the immorality we have nowadays. If somebody has all of the distractions and all of the false temptations and everything that there is in this world, and yet somehow he's able to come and he has a desire to learn and to daven. To a certain extent, we all have that special neshama, and we have to make the most of it. So we look at it and you figure, you know, Klal Yisrael, how could it be Ubocharo be Yisrael, that a Kodesh Baruch will choose Klal Yisrael? But there are certain milos we have, and as the years go on and Klal Yisrael perseveres, they were much greater in the previous doyrogs. In the previous generations, they were much, much greater. But based on the nisyonos we have, and as the troubles we go on and the suffering, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects less, and when the Geula Shleima comes, it could be Yubochar Obi Yisrael. The final Geula will be Yubochar Obi Yisrael. This is a concept we mentioned a number of times, and just to mention again the Ramban in yesterday's laning in Bechukosai. And the Ramban mentions there are two tochachos mentioned in the Torah we all know, in Parshas Bechukosai and in Parshas Kisavo. And the two tochachos are talking about two different occurrences. At a superficial reading, it just seems, oh, there's going to be destruction and punishment, and again there's going to be destruction and punishment, and we know we've gotten all of it, and, you know, that's it, the tochacha. But the truth is, studying it carefully, analyzing the psukim, as the Ramban says, I don't have the Ramban in front of me at the moment, but the Ramban points out many differences between the Chukosai and Kisavo. In Bechukosai, for example, it says, Vashimosius mitzisheichem, I'll destroy your Beis Hamikdash, your holy place, v'loriach b'reich nichochachem, and I won't smell the fragrance of your korbanos. There's no mention of that in the second Beis Hamikdash. In the second Beis Hamikdash, there was no fire from Shemayim, the Shekhinah wasn't there, it wasn't like Hashem was kaviyochol. Not that we were able to understand the concept. It's not like Hashem enjoyed our korbanos. We had a Beis Hamikdash, we brought korbanos, but it wasn't l'ratzon. The first Beis Hamikdash was l'ratzon. That was Hashem's favor, and Hashem said, if we don't keep the mitzvahs, we're going to lose the Beis Hamikdash. And the second tochachon, he said, well, doesn't mention losing a Beis Hamikdash. And the first tochachon mentions that there will be idols, your dead carcasses will be put on the idols. It doesn't say that in Kisavo, because the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah. The second Beis HaMikdash was because of Sinas Chinam, but there was no Avodah Zarah problem. So it doesn't discuss the fact worshipping idols. And then Bechukosai, it says the land will rest, and it'll make up for all of those shmitos and yovel that you didn't keep the laws of resting the land. So somebody living in Eretz Yisrael who knew the history that had transpired would know exactly how long the Golus will be. It depends on how long they didn't keep shmitos and yovel. And the Sukkim that clearly say, Lefim Alos Bebovel Shivim Shana, we've mentioned the Malas Achorvus Yerushalayim Shivim Shana. They knew it was going to be 70 years, and they knew exactly why, and they knew which years they hadn't kept Shemitah and Yovel, because that's all talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. And Kisavo, it doesn't mention that. Kisavo, it doesn't say when the Geula will come. And he points out again and again the differences, and many differences. For instance, in Kisavo it says you'll be taken to a nation that you don't know. Goya Shalosi Shma Lashono, you don't understand their language. The second Beis HaMikdash, they were taken to Rome, which was far away. The Jewish people didn't know the language of the Romans. And the Chukosai doesn't say that, because the first goal is they went to Bovel. And Aramaic is very similar to Lashon HaKodesh. The languages are very similar. The language of the Gemara is in Aramaic. And Avraham Avinu came from Ur Kasdim, came from that part of the world. They were constantly, like the Gemara says in Gittin, there were caravans that traveled back and forth. Bava we were familiar with. And there's many, many differences that can clearly show you the first Churban is foretold in Bechukosai, and the second one in Kisavo. One other example, it says in Bechukosai, V'hisvadu esavonu v'esavona vosam. They'll say vidui. They'll confess that what they did wrong. But it doesn't say that there'll be a tshuva. It doesn't say a tshuva shlema. They'll change their ways. They'll say vidui. And in Ezra, Nehemiah, Daniel, you find that there was vidui. They confessed what they did wrong. And then they came up to build the second Beis HaMikdash. Ki Yerachim, like we're saying in this pasuk, Ki Yerachim Hashem es Yaakov. Hashem will have mercy on Yaakov. And they'll come up, but there wasn't a complete tshuva, and there wasn't a complete geula. After Kisavo, that's when it talks about Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, and they'll be gathered in from the four corners of the world, which you don't find in Bechukosai. Ubocharo v'Yisrael. there'll be that point where there'll be the complete Kehula Shlema. Hashem will choose Klal Yisrael. The Malbim learns. The Malbim finds it difficult to say the same pasuk. Each phrase is talking about different occurrences in history. The Malbim says it's one nevuah, and the nevuah was about Golas Bavel and the Gula from Bavel. And this was said much earlier in the times of Yeshaya. Yeshaya said, if you're Zaycha, the Gula from Bavel will be the final Gula. Mashiach will come, and they'll build that Beis HaMikdash that will be the permanent, eternal Beis HaMikdash. It could be Yerachim Hashem et Yaakov u'bacharo b'Yisrael. This can all happen right after Bavel. We didn't merit, and it ends up as two different occurrences. We had that second Beis HaMikdash, but we're still waiting for the rest. And if we learn like that, the Gerim, this occurrence of people joining Klal Yisrael, has not happened. This final Geula, we were not Zocha, it didn't happen. We didn't come up from Bavel and have it in this manner. But there will be a Geula, where we given a respite in Eretz Yisrael, the Nilva Hager Aleihem. And at that point, the Ger, the proselyte, will come and join Klal Yisrael, the Nisbechu al Beis Yaakov, and they'll be attached to Beis Yaakov. In Lashon HaKodesh, as we mentioned many times, in the Malbim makes the... When the Malbim wrote his Pirush Anach, he wrote that that was one of his main purposes, to show that every phrase in Nach has its meaning, and there's no redundant phrases, there's no extraneous, it's not just synonyms. And even though other Meforshim take an approach, that the Navi is also written to inspire us. And sometimes, like the Mitzvahs will bring down, Kefel Ha'inyan B'milim Shonos. It doubles over the same subject with different words, because it's written to teach us and to inspire us, and it's written in the way that the Navi was speaking to draw the attention of the people. There is such an approach. The Malbim points out that on close look, every phrase can have a meaning. When you have a colleague, that's called a chaver, a friend, somebody like you on your stature. If there's somebody who joins you as a secondary, as an attachment, that's somebody who's nilva, somebody who joins you. Like levoya means to accompany somebody. He's going on a trip, you accompany him a little, you're secondary to him. Levia is to accompany. The nilva ager aleihem. The Ger will join Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will be the main nation. We're not going to be overwhelmed by Gerim that Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will remain the main thing, and the Ger will realize his position in society, that he's secondary, and he'll be happy to have the zechus of joining the Am HaNivchor, the chosen people. The Nilva HaGer Aleim. The Ger will be joined to Klal Yisrael in a secondary role. V'nispechu al beis Yaakov. What is this extra phrase? V'nispechu al beis Yaakov. They'll attach to beis Yaakov. V'nispechu, that extra phrase, the word sapachas, is when something is attached, but it's a blemish. Like by Negoyim, it says if a person has a se'es o sapachas o baheret, he has one of these skin discolorations, he has a form of leprosy, looks like leprosy, that's a sapachas, it's a blemish. Something's joined, afflicted his body, attached himself to his body, and it creates a blemish. And there are other places where it's used in Tanakh, and it's in a negative manner. It says the sons of Eli, who sinned, would end up losing their role as the leaders of Klal Yisrael. They won't be the Kohanim Gedolim. There'll be a point where they will come to those who are serving as the Kohanim Gedolim, and they'll just say, Savchinina, let me join your Mishmar. Let me join you. But they'll be sort of, they'll be looked down, they'll be shunned, they won't be the main ones. They'll be acknowledged as they're not deserving, but they'll attach themselves. V'nisbachu al Beis Yaakov. There's the Gemara in Kiddushin, which is a fascinating Gemara, which is an outlook about Gerim. What our opinion, the viewpoint of Gerim, of people converting and joining Yiddishkeit. The Gemara in Kiddushin obviously talks about Kiddushin, talks about marriage. And one of the major issues of marriage is who somebody's allowed to marry. So the last fourth perek, discusses the Asura Yuchsin. There were 10 different groups of genealogy that were part of the Jewish nation and that came up to Eretz Yisrael during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. There was Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, freed slaves, people from Mamzerim, there was people from Amun and Moab. There were different groups, and there were 10 different groups. So the Gemara is talking about Yichus. And the Gemara says on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, Omrav Chamar Rabbi Chanina, Kisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shechinoso, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his Shechina, Ein Mashra El Al Mishpachos Miuchosos Shebi Yisrael. The Shechina will rest on families that have a good Yichus, which incidentally is also, we don't always appreciate the greatness of Klal Yisrael, but there have been studies that among the Kohanim, they took DNA tests and they've noticed that there is a certain chromosome that is unique to the family of Kohanim, showing that the Kohanim are all from the same family, from a common ancestor. They did this test on the Kohanim. Of course, the Kohanim would have the purest lineage, because the rest of Klal Yisrael, there are Gerim who have joined. There have been converts, but the Gerim, every Kohen who's a Kohen has the same ancestor without any question. There have been studies that have shown that. But all of Klal Yisrael, there are Mishpachos Miuchasos, and the Shechina rests on a family that's Mishpachos Miuchasos. And it brings a Pasuk. And the Gemara talks about other advantages there are to those families that have a pure lineage. And then the Gemara says as follows, Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Koshim Gerim LeYisrael Kisapachas. A Gerim, converts are as difficult to Klal Yisrael like a sapachas, like a type of leprosy. Shenema, and the Gemara brings out a pasuk, V'nilva Agir Aleihem, that the converts will join Klal Yisrael, the Nisbachun will be attached to Beis Yaakov, to the house of Yaakov. Ksiv Hocho, the Nisbachu, you find this term, the Nisbachu, or Ksiv Hosom La Seis La Sapachas, that same word, the Nisbachu, you find by leprosy, by tzaras. The Gerim are considered like a tzaras, like a leprosy. Like leprosy that attaches to the body, the convert is attaching to Klal Yisrael. That's what the Gemara says. The Re in Tosfos, I like to discuss the Tosfos on the Gemara. The Re in Tosfos says the Pshat is, the reason why they're difficult, which fits in very good with the Gemara, is simply that the Shechina rests on a Mishpacha that's Miuchesas. The Shechina rests on Shivtei Ka. If the Shvatim are the Shvatim that Ka, Hashem can testify about them that they're pure. You know, all those years in Mitzrayim, there was only one incident of a Mitzri took a Jewish woman, the Shlomi's Bas Divri. But only one incident, even though there were slaves and you're dealing with hundreds of thousands of people, with men, women, and children, it was in the millions, but there's that purity in Klal Yisrael. If the Shechina only rests on a Mishpacha Miuchesses, so a ger, a convert, is considered a blemish. Tosfos has some other interesting explanations. Koshim Gerim, Rashi says, Sheinim Zahirim V'mitzvos. Gerim are not careful in mitzvos. What you take for granted, that you have to wake up in the morning, and you daven, you know, you put on tefillin, and you join the minyan, and you get phone calls, and you have to do this type of chesed, you mavaka choyle, and you, do, you give tzaka, and you make and menachemovol, and all the types of things, and you have to have learn Torah, and you have to teach Torah, and all the mitzvahs, and you have to be involved before every yomtiv, you have to be careful what you eat, and what you wear, and where you live, and you have to have mezuzah on the house, every mitzvah, and every move you make is a mitzvah. And somebody becomes a ger, he's inspired, he wants to be Jewish, but they're not hearing the mitzvahs. It's difficult, they're not careful on mitzvahs. And as the way Tosfos understands Rashi, that brings a punishment. That brings a punishment. The person is part of the Jewish nation, and then now the Jewish nation has this shortfall. It's not living up to its mission. And Rashi says, "Varagilim etzlam nimshochim etzlam." People who are rogil, who spend a lot of time with them, become drawn after them. They learn from their deeds. The type of person that you hang out with is the type of person you'll probably become. If your friends don't learn at all, and you learn a half hour, so you feel you've done much more than everyone else. If your friends are learning 2-3 hours a day, then you learn an hour, and even so you feel that's not sufficient. Now, so people learn from the Gerim, and therefore it's not good for Klal Yisrael. Tosfos has questions why Klal Yisrael should be punished if a Ger has a shortfall. He's actually not Klal Yisrael. A Raven Lozeh doesn't apply to Gerim. Tosfos has another explanation. The Yeshim Mefarshim that Gerim are difficult for Klal Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned us in 24 and 36 places in the Torah, there's a warning. You have to make sure to love the ger, not to oppress the ger, and remember the ger. And therefore, it's Eif Sheshlo Yitzaru. It's just very difficult. If a person has a ger, you have to treat them with a love and a respect, and you have to care for him. And if we don't do it, especially the ger doesn't seem to be like us, he's different, he's from a different nationality. It's Eif Sheshlo Yitzaru. It's Eif Sheshlo Yinat Mitzar the ger, and you don't treat him the way you should. And therefore, it's difficult. It's difficult for Klal Yisrael. The Yesh Meforshim, others say, because of the Gerim we're in Golus. There's a Gemara that says Klal Yisrael is scattered through the world in order that the Gerim should join us. Tosfos objects that it seems to be that when somebody comes to be Megayer, we discourage them. So to say that, you know, as we tell them, Klal Yisrael is suffering. You know, as we don't encourage Gerim. So to say, because of the Gerim, we're in Golus, and that's why there is difficult Kisapachas, Tosfos asks on. The pshat that I wanted to point out, it's very interesting. Very often there's a Gemara that seems to speak, you know, negatively about somebody. It's always wondering to know how such a person understands this Gemara. So Tosfos brings an explanation from Rav Avraham Ger. I assume he's quoted in Tosfos. That makes he's one of the Bali Tosfos. He must have become one of the greatest to be quoted. That Tosfos should quote his explanation. So there was a Ger Tzedek learning this Gemara. And how does the Ger look at this Gemara? Ger is so terrible. How does he understand it? So Rav Avraham Ger Pirish. He gave a very nice explanation of the Gemara. Lefi Shagerim Bekiyim B'mitzvos. He says the other way around. Somebody who's a ger, he doesn't have any practices from his family or community that are incorrect. He's very careful. He's starting from scratch. And he's going to do it in the best way. And he's an expert in mitzvahs, umedaktikim bahem. And they're very meticulous. And koshim heim liyisrael kisapachas. Therefore, it's difficult for Klal Yisrael like leprosy. Why? To be toch kain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazker avon haseim shel Yisrael. Because when you have such an exemplary person, it makes everybody else look deficient. And it brings up the remembrance of our sins. Kishen osin ritzono. If the ger behaves in a certain manner, and we don't live up to that standard, it reflects that on us. וכי אגב נמוצינו גבי הצורפיס, שאמרו, מעלי ולוח אישו אלוקים. The woman said to Elisha, why are you coming here, you the man of Hashem? You both say, Laila Haskir Savoni. You've come to me, this is actually by Eliyahu Anavi, you've come to me to remind, to point out my sins. Shemitoshu Tzadi Gomer, Hayanirulosh Maskir Hashem Avona. With somebody like Eliyahu present, somebody who's such a great tzaddik, so anyone else who's not on that madrega, it can also make them look sufficient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can point to them and say, there's such great people, why aren't you like them? So Rav Avrom here says, the pshat is, the nisbechu al Beis Yaakov, that the ger will join, he'll attach himself to Beis Yaakov, and it'll be difficult like saras, like leprosy. Because sometimes the gerim are so exemplary, if we don't reach their standards, there'll be a tevia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands us to be better, and it makes us look bad. Pasuk Beis. The nations will take Klal Yisrael, they'll take the Jewish people, and they'll bring Klal Yisrael back to their place. And then the house of Yisrael, the Jewish nation, will take them over as a nachla. We'll possess those nations. Al admas Hashem, on the land of Hashem. La'avodim v'lishvachos. To be slaves and to be maidservants. The Mefarshim learn the clock is ticking. If somebody wants to become a ger, he should do it now. If he knows the truth, because if he comes to Bezdin, well, we will discourage him, as we mentioned before. In Tosis, we discourage gerim. We don't want anybody who's not sincere, because it's just going to lead to problems. Once he's Jewish, he's Jewish. And Bezdin will tell him, do you know what you're getting into? You know what it means to be a person has to be Shomer Shabbos. If he's not Shomer Shabbos, Bezdin gives him a death penalty. And a person has to keep other mitzvahs. A person has to keep... and we tell him a number of the mitzvahs that he should be aware of. Like we have in by Ruth, Rashi brings down by Shavuos, which we lay on Shavuos. Fasher Teochi Eilech, where you go, I will go. You have to be careful where you go, And we let the Gerim know all of this. And if he still wants to become a Jew, we'll accept him. But there are times in history where Klal Yisrael has such success, we don't accept Gerim. We assume that anyone who wants to join is not sincere. During the times of David and Shlomo HaMelech, and again, by the final Geula, once we're all Admas Hashem, we're on the land of Hashem. It doesn't say Eretz Yisrael. It says the land of Hashem will be noticeable. We're on the Holy Land. Those nations that bring us at that point will not be accepted as Gerim. They're too late. They will have to just settle to be Lavodim v'lishvachos, to be slaves and maidservants, which itself, I'm sure they'll consider to be an honor. We all know, as Rashi says in Chumash, Hagar, who is the Shivcha of Sarah, was given, her father was the king, and the king of Mitzrayim gave over Hagar. You should just be lucky you can join the household of Avram. But there'll be lavodim v'lishvachos v'ayu shovim l'shoveihem. Klal Yisrael will now be the captors over those that were their captors. V'rodu b'nog sehem. And Klal Yisrael will rule over those who oppressed them. These psukim do seem to be referring to the final geula. There's a pasuk in the end of Zechariah, Perek Beis, says, V'nilvu goyim rabim el Hashem. On that day, a lot of nations, a lot of goyim, a lot of nations will join Hashem. At the end of Yeshayah, Perek Samach Vav, it says, V'yiviu es kol achichem, yikol agoyim min kol Hashem. The nations will bring Klal Yisrael from all over the world, will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, and we'll have the final geula. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you this relief, from what's depressing you, umirogzecha, what's angering you. Atzvus, depression, is when a person feels that he's lacking, he doesn't have, he feels sad, he's missing. He doesn't feel he has himself, he doesn't have his self-esteem, but he feels what he's missing. That can cause atzvucha. Mirogzecha is if somebody feels that he's being harmed, somebody hurt him. That gives him an anger. When Hashem gives you the rest, but you won't have this emotional depression or anger, you'll feel at ease. Umino avodah, kosha, shirubat boch. And physically, you will no longer have the hard labor. You won't be working hard in golus. You won't have the stress. You won't have the physical toil. V'nasasa ha-moshal hazeh. When that happens, you'll lift up, you'll raise your voice, and you will say the following moshal, al-melech bovel, about the king of bovel, the amarta, and you will say as follows. Eich shavatz nogeis. How is it that oppressor has ended? He stopped. Shomsa mad heva. The arrogance has stopped. How did that happen? The word mad heva in Aramaic, because the word dahava is like zohav. In Aramaic, one of the tricks of the language is a lot of words in Lashon HaKodesh with a zayin, and the Gemara are switched for a dalet. Like a zohar is a male. In Aramaic, it's dechar or dichra. Zohav is gold in Hebrew. Dahava is gold in Aramaic. Shovso mad heva, the golden empire, referring to the Babylonian empire, has ended. And it'll be a wonderment. How could that be? Eich shorat nogeis. How did that happen? Shovso mad heva. The Gemara notes it's an unusual word, mad heva. The simple meaning is the golden empire. But that would be based on the Aramaic word, Zahava, and we're now, these psukim are not written in Aramaic. There are certain psukim in Nevi'im that are Aramaic. This, we're not learning Aramaic now. Why is it called Madheva? Of course, it could be that's what the nation will be called. It'll be known as the Madheva. That's what they'll be called, because that's the Aramaic word for them. But the Gemara learns in Shabbos, on the bottom of Kuf, Mem Testament Days, Kufnun. The Gemara says, Eich shavas nogeis shavso mad heva. How is it the oppressor ended? The arrogance has stopped. Amr v'yudah marav, shavso umazu. This nation has stopped. Sh'amr medod v'have. Mad heva is like two words. It's called a notrikon. Mad is to measure. And hav is to give. They constantly said, measure out money and there were more and more taxes. Mad heva. Measure, vaheva, and bring. The Ikadamri and others learned, shamra ma'od ma'od have. Bring more and more below mida, without measure. Just bring more and more and more. There was a constant demand that the Babylonian Empire had on the world. On all of the conquered countries that had to pay tribute and had to serve Babel, the whole world was suffering. And you wonder, how did it stop? What ended it? Shavah Hashem Matei Rishoyim. Hashem has broken the staff of the wicked. It's clear that Hashem is the one who did it. Shevet Moshlim, the staff of the rulers, Hashem has broken it. It will be noticeable, the only thing that could have destroyed Bavel was the word of Hashem. As we've mentioned many times, it was foretold. 70 years is to Bavel, and then they're going to be destroyed. And there was a day that Paras and Madai came to war, and they were defeated. And then that night, Belshazzar had his banquet. There was the writing on the wall. Everyone realized Bavel was over, the empire has ended. And his own soldiers motioned to the enemy. They raised the banner, and they called back the enemy troops. And the armies of Paras and Madai came and conquered the country. It was clearly Shavar Hashem Maitei Rishoyim. Hashem has broken the staff of the wicked. Shevet Moshlim, the rod of the rulers. One explanation is the Rishonim here is referring to those who beat the police, the soldiers, those that cause so much suffering in the world. The Moshlim, the rulers, is the judge. And they all work together. There was an excellent tape I had heard on the Holocaust by Rav Nutzon Sherman. And he pointed out among he has many, many tapes on the Holocaust. And they had one tape where he discussed how it wasn't just that the Nazis, Yimach Shemon, beat and oppressed and they caused the Jews to suffer, but they warped the whole judicial system. And he discussed how after Kristallnacht, when all of the windows were broken, so they had a meeting. There were a number of things. First of all, they made a law that the Jews have to clean up the glass. And all the stores that look all ruined, it's a blight on the community. Imagine you go down the business thoroughfare in this beautiful German city, and you have burnt-out buildings, broken glass. It looks like a destruction. Everyone's got to take care of his own property. So the judges went, and there was such a law, and they had a certain deadline, a few days by which the Jews were expected everything should be repaired. And so much glass was broken, that's why it's called Kristallnacht. It took Belgium, that where the glass was produced, it took them weeks or months to produce enough glass to replace what had been smashed. And then there was issues with insurance company. The insurance company had, filed that there were insurance claims who has to pay for damage. So it's not right the insurance company shouldn't have to pay, but of course the Jews shouldn't get it, so then the insurance company paid and went to the German government. But they had a whole way of twisting the whole, they didn't, there was the Shevet Moshlim, the judges themselves were perverted and caused so much suffering. It could be an idea of perhaps what this pasuk means, according to those in the Mefarshim. There's the Matei Rishoyim. There's the stick of the wicked, those that do the beating. And there's the Shevet Moshlim, the rulers, the judges, the suffering that they cause in the world. And Hashem has broken that. Matei Rishoyim also could mean physically. The person felt the stick on his back. Shevet Moshlim is the fact that Klal Yisrael were a nation, were a mamachas kohanim v'goy kadosh, and for them to be enslaved and to have other rulers, the Shevet Moshlim, to have another nation ruling over them is a blow to the whole dignity of Klal Yisrael, the covet of Klal Yisrael, and all that's broken, Bavel is destroyed. Make amim be'evra. The nation of Bavel that struck the nation be'evra with fury. And evra is a term we mentioned in the previous week. Evra is when the wrath is not just directed to a specific victim. It's just to make everyone suffer. And we're going to be talking about how through Bavel the whole world was suffering. Make amim be'evra, they struck the nations be'evra with a wrath, with a fury. Makas bilti sora. It was a blow that bilti sora. Even if the victim had not turned aside, hadn't done anything wrong, hadn't shown his rebellious nature, it was bilti sora. The victim didn't turn away. They were willing to serve. They would have been faithful to Bavel. And yet, Bavel struck them with a fury, struck everyone. It was even to makas bilti sora. A makas to somebody who didn't turn away. That's to give an idea of the Matei Rishoyim, that wicked stick that Bavel wielded. Rode bo'af goyim. They would oppress the nations with wrath, with an anger. Murdof. The nations were pursued b'li chosach, and there was no respite. Bavel was out to control the world, and everyone suffered. Nochah shapta kol haaretz. And finally, Nochah, it's rested, shapta, it's tranquil, kol haaretz. The whole land has finally quieted down and had tranquility. Potzchu rina, they've opened their mouth, they've broken out in song, and they've said those words. Bovel is finally not causing us to suffer. Gam Beroshin Samchu Lecha. It's even like the trees, the cypress trees. Samchu Lecha, they had such a joy. Arzei Levonon, the cedars of Lebanon, these tremendous trees, they had a simcha. And they said, Me'oz Shachavta, from the time that you were laid low, that you were lied on the ground. Lo yala akore soleinu. The woodcutter will no longer come and cut down the trees. Could be they cut down the trees to make weapons, to lay siege, to make the land desolate when they were attacking an enemy country. And now all of a sudden the trees, nature can relax. Now sometimes the armies go to war and they wreak havoc and desolation for miles around. And now all of a sudden the trees can rest. Nebuchadnezzar and his descendants, Belshazzar, no longer exist. It could also mean it's referring to rulers. The rulers are known as the mighty trees in a figurative way, like we say in the Kinnis, Bahavdo by the Sadiqim, Arzei Levonon, the cedars of Levonon, referring to the great Gedolim Klal Yisrael had. But here in the world, Arzei Levonon can mean other countries of the world, the great leaders. They have a joy. Sheol mitachas, the grave from below. Sheol can mean the grave. Sheol can mean Gehenim. From below, under the earth. Rogzalecha, they tremble for you. Likras boecha, that you're coming. When they heard that the Nebuchadnezzar is coming, there was a big fear in Gehenim. In the grave, the giants were awakened. Kol atudei aret, all of the leaders of the world, hekimi kisosam, they've aroused from their chairs, from their thrones, kol malchei goyim, all of the kings of the nations. Like imagine in the grave, or down there in Gehenim, each king, each nation has. They're lying wherever they're lying. And the fact that down in this world they had such a fear of Nebuchadnezzar and of the Babylonian Empire, when they heard that Nebuchadnezzar was dying and he was going to end up in the grave, so down here above earth, Nocha Shakta Kol Haaretz, everything was tranquil and was quiet. Everybody broke out in song. There was joy in the world. And down there in the grave, they heard that Nebuchadnezzar is coming in the Babylonian Empire. They started trembling. Kulam Yanu, they're all going to call out. The Yomri Lechem, they're going to say to you, Gama Tochu Leisa Chamonu. Is it so that you're also stricken like we were? Eleinu Nimshalta, you're compared to us. You're like one of us. You mean Nebuchadnezzar could also die? We're going to talk next time we learn. There's a fascinating way of understanding this. The simple meaning is it's going on Nebuchadnezzar, who is the king of the Babylonian Empire. And there was such a fear and a terror. But we'll discuss this more in Yirtzeh Hashem the next time. We'll leave here in the middle for this discussion of the destruction of Bavel and the punishment of Nebuchadnezzar.